Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Mara Villanueva Harris, the VP of Marketing with Armstrong. Mara, how you doing?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you about an event that happened on Earth Day, which this year was on Sunday. It's always April the 22nd. You were down in Orlando this weekend. You were at the grand opening of the Visions Home in the Innoventions area at Epcot. Talk a little bit about the Visions Home, if you would.
Certainly. Well, the Vision House is actually a project that was started by Green Builder Media, but the House of Innoventions is a Disney exhibit that's in Epcot, as you mentioned, and they kind of came together this year, and it'll be an exhibit that's open for 3 years. And the House of Innoventions has been around before, but it's tended to be more of, you know, new technologies and gizmos and gadgets and things that are sort of future or maybe a little bit out of reach. This house this year is more about products that are available to everyone today that they can put into their home or incorporate into a remodel that really help work towards a greener lifestyle and, you know, more about sustainability. And it's attainable. It's things that they can do today. And that was actually feedback we got from folks. So it's a little bit of a twist on the typical House of Innoventions exhibit.
Yeah, let me key in on that for a second, because I've been to Epcot a few times. And I know, you know, when you used to go into that world of the future, it was like you were going into a house that George Jetson might have had. And like you say, this is more realistic. This is a home that they could build today. And everything that they were showing there, it's just kind of on the cutting edge of innovations, but it's also showing furnishings and showing just how you can have a green home that is realistic and can be built today, right?
Exactly. And they have some tools in their, on the website and in some of the interactive kiosks that talk about just tips for greener living in general, you know, turning off the faucet when you brush your teeth, all the things that you sort of hear about. But it's a place to go back to, a resource, and then, as you said, not just, you know, major elements like the heating system, but even household accessories and items in the home that can do their part.
Yeah, like for instance, right when they start out on the tour, they talk about using brick because that's a sustainable building material. But let's talk about, since you're the VP of Marketing at Armstrong, let's talk about how you tie into the house.
Well, Armstrong overall ties in two ways, actually. We've provided flooring for the home, and then also our Armstrong cabinets are present. So we kind of got a double bang for our buck in getting our products in there. We provided hardwood flooring in the main living space and the hallway to the back of the home.
And so what makes hardwood flooring sustainable?
Really, hardwood is sustainable, and I think there's a perception that the deforestation of the earth, but actually in the United States, the forests have doubled. We're actually planting faster than we're harvesting, so as long as you're managing the forest, it's actually a highly sustainable and renewable resource. It's durable. The hard surface and the cleanability contributes to better air quality, which really helps with, you know, especially folks with asthma and allergies. In many cases, it can be installed, you know, nailed down or click or glueless floating, so you're not adding adhesives and other potential volatile organic compounds to the environment. So for a lot of reasons, it's really a good alternative.
All right, so while you were down there on Earth Day, Sunday, you had an event. They invited you to tie in with, I guess, some of the children that were attending Epcot that day, right?
Yeah, it was a great day. They had a lot of activities going on at the parks due to Earth Day, but specifically related to the home and the exhibit, they had a speaker series where a lot of us as sponsors were able to present, and we had a really fun activity. We did 10 fun facts about wood. I think they called it Wouldn't You Know, and we brought some sugar maple saplings and some compostable pots, and we had the kids plant trees, and we talked about the importance of carefully managed forests and things they could do when they went back home to either plant this tree or work with their parents to plant a tree in their yard or to work with their school and their class, just really talking to them about what they can do to help, you know, manage and preserve for the future, and talked about facts about wood and got them to interact. And we had some great kids who knew the answers to a lot of the questions and made my job a lot easier as I asked them, you know, questions and riddles about trees. So it was a fun activity, and the kids really got engaged.
When you step back from this, it's kind of interesting. Here you come out of the cabinet business. You get this job as vice president of marketing with Armstrong, and then you find yourself on a Sunday Earth Day talking to kids about the whole green nature of hardwood flooring.
Well, that's part of what we really liked about the project, mm-hmm. is the idea that you're able to educate not only the parents but the kids, and ironically, or maybe not so much so, they're pretty well educated, and we find that they tend to be, you know, advocates. They get it at an early age, but maybe before they're sullied by all the things that we like to buy and do as adults. You know, the idea that this project isn't just about showing product and, you know, getting your brand out there in a more advertising way. It's the opportunity to educate and interact not only about your products but about how to be more sustainable in easy, simple, small ways that don't feel like you're giving things up. So it was a great time, and I was actually really thrilled as I was asking these questions, kind of not expecting the kids to know the answer or have an answer, and they really did. And in fact, oftentimes they're contributing other things. Well, you know, you can do this, and if you do this, it's better for the environment. So it was really fun. It's a great activity.
And this Vision Home at Epcot, it's right, actually, basically, when you come in the gate, it's kind of near the front, isn't it?
Right. They have two buildings, so it's in one of the two Innoventions building, the one closest to the GM test track, mm-hmm. Which is a fun activity that a lot of people like to do, so it's a great location for us. And it's one of those activities, particularly if you're at the park on a rainy day, it's inside. Mm-hmm. And the whole building has a lot to do. It's fun, but it's also about learning, and I think that's one aspect of Epcot in particular and the Innoventions exhibits that are a little different than maybe just the fun of the park. So it's still fun, but both kids and adults walk away learning something. So
okay. All right, before I let you go, just one last question. We're seeing most people we talk to and all the travels I've done are saying that they're seeing a nice little uptick in business. How are you seeing business conditions now?
I would agree. I think we're seeing, and we've been at a lot of the same places, but at a lot of the trade shows, listening to attendees that are often, you know, the installers or retailers or contractors, we're definitely seeing a more positive attitude. We're certainly happy with the first quarter. As expected, we feel like this year is on the upswing, and there's definitely an attitude or an outlook that's much more positive, I think, than we've seen in the past. Still, you know, a little cautious optimism is sort of the term of the day, but I do feel like we're seeing a much more positive and maybe less cautious optimism.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our audience. We've been talking to Mara Villanueva-Harris, who's VP of Marketing with Armstrong, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.